Hello and welcome. I am Anam Glelis, and you are listening to 355, a podcast by Chanel. Tonight, in Chanel Suite at the Majestic Hotel, everything is very beautiful, very muffled. The sea looks like a blue screen, but a wild effervescence is building up downstairs. We are at the Cannes Film Festival, the most prestigious film festival. Below, on the Croisette, it is the 6 p.m. frenzy with everyone rushing to the soon-to-be-climbed mythical steps. For the fifth chapter of 355, I will meet with personalities from the world of cinema who I admire for their singular work. Together, we'll talk about creativity, boldness, and freedom. In a dialogue homage to Gabrielle Chanel, who was very close to cinema and invented a world of her own, the world of the modern woman. Creating words, that's also what cinema attempts in each film.
We're in the Chanel suite of the Majestic Hotel, and this evening we are questioning this idea of the modern woman. You play a key role in creating this woman who can be found in the street.
Yeah, let's say I give them life.
Yes, you give them life, and I've been told that as a costume designer, you have also been involved in making dreams come true in films, which is also part of the magic of the cinema.
Yeah, that was my first dream. My dream was fashion, even before I met Carl.
And in dissociating fashion, in your view, what type of relationship is there between costume design and fashion design? Do you feel there's a difference? Because for a long time, there was no separation between the two. Fashion designers also designed for the cinema.
I'm not really very certain. At the beginning, when I started out, they were for period films, because I worked as the assistant to Dominique Borg, who made the costumes for Camille Claudel.
Camille Claudel was fabulous.
In fact, most of all, I worked on research. I loved doing that. But later, as I was an intern at Chanel, I wasn't involved in the filming. I just worked on the roles of Isabella Gianni and Gérard Depardieu. But the atmosphere was great, but I wasn't on the filming.
But often costume designers aren't involved in the filming. It's the dressers who are on the
set. Yes, I mean, for Camille Claudel, Dominique was there throughout the filming. Yeah. Because she was either looking after Isabelle or Gérard. And on top of that, there were many big scenes with many extras, and she looked after the extras, which is fairly rare, but also means that the film is superb because she dressed everyone with the same enthusiasm. That's what I particularly like. That's also what I like in fashion. Everybody has their own look, their personality, and we try to bring that out. Even the 18-year-old models, the 18 to 20-year-old models. It is not that everything fits them. They can get into any design, but not everything suits them. On some girls, I sometimes have to make them try 10 or more looks before I can find a little outfit that is right for them. And I think Carl agrees with me on the fact that it suits them, because it is very rare for him to say, oh no, I don't like this outfit on her. It is their personality above all that I like to see. They have to make the garment their own.
That's it. You reveal their personality through what they're wearing. It's different in the cinema. You can play against an outfit. I've already experienced that. I had to wear things that I found simply dreadful. But they really inspired me and gave me the strength to play against them.
Yes.
Once I was forced to wear very flat shoes because I was playing a smaller character. And I played the whole film on tiptoes.
Yes, yes.
So I created a character. But it's crazy how important the costume is. As the French say, the habit is not The Making of the Monk, but in cinema, clothing has many a tale to tell. I'm focusing on cinema because we're at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, you're right.
In terms of this connection with costume design, I'm interested to hear what you have to say about it, because the outfits play a key role in the architecture of a shot. In Camille Claudel, the director Bruno Newton told an incredible story about women and Camille Claudel, a character into whom Isabelle Adjani poured all her genius. She was a free woman who was locked up. This is the essence of the theme of modern woman. What contribution does costume design make? Were stiff period costumes chosen that restricted her movement, or was she allowed more flexible clothing? I seem to remember her wearing fairly loose clothing. I remember her shots in the clay.
Yes, me too. I was going to say that I don't remember very well, but she was already dressed in a free way, where you felt her wandering, her freedom.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel that too. But they were period pieces.
Yeah, you recreate.
Well, they were both, because we went to the flea markets all the time. So there were some things from 1880, quite a lot of them, and apart from that, two or three costumes we made for her. But we also made some very simple clothes for her that you wouldn't think were made for her.
Yeah.
At the time, there was still ateliers that no longer exist that made fantastic costumes.
I also worked with Mads Mikkelsen on the film Coco. Mads insisted on wearing period socks, which were not elasticated. He took ages to get dressed, but that enabled him to get into his character,
okay,
like the makeup or the hairstyle. But the outfit is really crucial in controlling movement. It's a very different relationship with clothes you see on the red carpet at Cannes. But it would interest me to hear your thoughts on that. There are women who dress very extravagantly. You talked about the way you try out different outfits on models to bring out something that is as close as possible to your perception of their personality. What do you think about the clothes that the actresses wear? It's true that you see all sorts of clothes, but what do you think as you watch them on the red carpet,
well,
for instance?
There are a few that I adore, but they're mainly dressed by us.
No need to be sorry.
Frankly, I don't really see it. Yes, I mean, that's what I mean. Then there are others. I don't understand why they're dressed like that. I don't see them as themselves. I don't know,
that's significant because of the whole culture, because of the film industry is so strong. Hollywood has the most powerful industry, and there is a desire to show off as much as flesh as possible. Yet American actresses request stand-ins for nude scenes in films.
Yes, completely.
I think there's something really interesting about that.
Yeah, but showing off flesh, that depends. I mean, at the Oscars, I feel that everybody is dressed similarly.
Yeah, they're all wearing strapless dresses. It's incredible. They're not necessarily the most elegant.
There are a few exceptions, but if there is one out of, I don't know, I mean, some are very beautiful, but if they're all the same, pastel, strapless, I don't know if there's a rule.
Yeah.
The rule that I can understand is not too much. It's better to be discreet, elegant in something that suits you, but not too much. That I understand well. Then enter some kind of set frame, I really don't understand how that can
perhaps be. It's because it's the Hollywood costume these days, a strapless dress, like a uniform.
If you don't feel like it, that you're a little stressed, I understand that you don't like it, that you have two or three dresses. I mean, I can relate to that. Even I can have two or three outfits, even if they're trousers, but there'll be one you feel better in. So you get dressed in that one. That I understand. But everyone looking the same, I don't understand.
Me neither. All the more so because it says a lot about you. There are women who play parts who will change the perception we may have of women in society, who can even change that perception radically. Like in music, there are songs and artists who have revolutionized the world more than politicians. And I think fashion can tell a similar tale. Chanel decided to abandon the corset and adapt and create her own vision of feminine beauty because the great beauties of the time were not right for her.
Yes, but I mean, that's why I'm in the Chanel universe. Always in the universe where it's the personality that comes out first.
But when you design your collections, do the outfits already have faces? No, you invent a woman.
No, not for a minute, no. Well, I mean, if Carl has a vision, he dreams, he sees things like that, etc. But that's what I like as well. I like the fact that he lets go, that he doesn't ask himself questions before. But I think at the beginning of the design, the creation process, you must let go. And that's what he does.
Do you watch many films? I know that you work an awful lot.
No, not really. Sorry to say so. I mean, before I used to watch lots of them.
Not anymore.
No, I don't. It's true that my knowledge of cinema is a little dated.
But everyone comes and goes. The relationship with outfits in films has changed as well. There are still directors who become attached to a costume that becomes iconic and even goes on to inspire ordinary people. There are documentaries on incredible characters. I was thinking about the documentary Grey Gardens on a female member of the Kennedy family living with her mother in a mansion house that's tumbling down, and it's extraordinary with its American flag. She's incredible. She makes things up all the time. She's devilishly eccentric, and I know that the woman has been a big inspiration, but there were more obvious exchanges back and forth between fashion and the cinema before ready-to-wear existed. Nowadays, actresses are often taken shopping. They wear collections that have nothing to do with the film and are subsequently adapted for the film. Then there are directors who work with costume designers who design outfits based on the director's wishes. And when a season comes up, when everything is coral-colored, it's hard. These worlds are profoundly linked because actors' bodies are a type of vehicle for clothes, which in turn are subjects to trends. So there is a powerful two-way relationship at work.
But in films, it's a bit different because you don't necessarily want to see things that show too much.
Yes, sometimes some shots are made possible by outfits. For example, I was in a film where Carl designed the outfits, and I was given a sequined outfit. It was incredibly bright. Those weren't just any sequins.
Which film was that in?
La Vie Nouvelle by Philippe Condieu. The shot involved someone lighting my cigarette. And it was only possible because my sequins were incredibly reflective.
Oh, yeah.
We were using film, so if I hadn't been wearing those particular sequins, nothing would have been printed on the film. So outfits also make certain shots possible.
Yes, I mean, that's true. I mean, embroidered dresses or dresses like that in the cinema on photo are even more beautiful than in real life.
But that's where Cannes is really interesting because it's a festival where highly specialist, crazy art house films can be screened because they are surrounded by all that. Yeah, the glamour and the luxury enable films that would have difficulty yeah, difficulty finding an audience to be brought into the limelight. I'm interested in this two-way relationship.
Thank you very much.
Merci.
Thank you.
Thank you, Virginie.